This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. According to AAA, this is going to be the most congested Thanksgiving travel week since at least 2005. They say the reasons are higher wages and greater household wealth combined with lower airfares. But if you're looking at travel options, they say the best day to travel this week will be... Oh, wait, that was last week. A new study found walking backwards boosts your short-term memory. But scientists have no idea why. Volunteers watched a 20-minute video and then asked them to walk. Some people walked forward, some walked backwards, and some didn't walk at all. The people who walked backwards all had better recall of the video they watched. Okay. Black Friday this Friday, and a study finds that jewelry is the most discounted type of product on Black Friday, 73% cheaper than normal on average. Books, movies, and music are next at 48%. Computers and phones are about 25% cheaper. Speaking of savings, if you're looking for ways to save on your Thanksgiving dinner, just go with the classic foods and don't get all gourmet. Also, don't aim for a lot of leftovers. And check your cupboards for stuff like cranberry sauce before you buy it again. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. For the first time in decades, actual moon rocks from the actual moon are going up for auction. November 25th, Sotheby's will be auctioning off a set of three space pebbles collected from a space flight the Soviet Union took back in the 1970s. These pebbles are expected to sell for somewhere between $700,000 and $1 million each. Reader's Digest just listed 13 foods they say people either love or loathe. There's no in-between. See where you stack up. Love or loathe. Cilantro. Hawaiian pizza. Black licorice. Green bell peppers, mayonnaise, Peeps, blue cheese, olives, and anchovies. Well, I like about half of those. The city of Las Cruces, Nevada, cooked up a 5,039-pound plate of nachos over the weekend, and they set a new world record. The serving stretched 110 feet, included 900 pounds of chips, 2,200 pounds of cheese, 450 pounds of salsa plus ground beef, sour cream, beans, and jalapenos. The record-setting attempt was part of the city's Noche de Nachos event. I'm sure there was plenty of cerveza flowing as well. 5,000-pound nachos, it's no surprise that one in three of us meet the federal government's new fitness guidelines. They say an adult should participate in at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic physical activities and two sessions of muscle building activity every week. They say the failure to do so adds $117 billion with a B to America's health care costs every year and contributes to 10% of all premature deaths. Hey, this Friday is Black Friday, and we're compiling our annual list of music to shop by, songs you choose that we play while you shop. Just email your request to paul@wcsy.com or leave me a message on Facebook or Twitter. Make your requests, and we'll put together a list that we'll play Friday while you shop. Thanks to the Sidetrack Cafe. Get sidetracked on Main Street, Waterville. Crust 54, authentic Chicago-style, deep and stone-fired thin crust pizza in a family atmosphere in Holland. Crust 54 at South Haven's Black River Tavern. Eat, drink, leave happy. Get me those requests, paul@wcsy.com. Knucklehead news out of Pakistan, where Thursday morning a guy was flying, but his flight was delayed by bad weather, and he got so angry he set his luggage on fire. right in the middle of the airport. Airport security apparently sympathized with his frustration so much that they put it out. Decided not to have him arrested. 31 million Americans flying somewhere this week. I think we just found our patron saint, The Daily Buzz. If you have something I should talk about on The Daily Buzz, get it to me. However you can. Paul@WCSY.com is my email. That's probably the easiest. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 right across from McFadden's in South Haven. Or snail mail to 11637 M140 in South Haven. Posts on our Facebook or Twitter pages work as well. Daily Buzz podcasts are at WCSY.com, our website. Become a subscriber, we'll email them to you. We also post them on Facebook, TuneIn, Google Play, and iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.